Good morning. It's time for us to begin our period of worship. We're delighted to have everybody here. Just as a reminder, we'll meet again Wednesday night at 7 o'clock for midweek Bible study, the next Lord's Day at 9:30 for a Bible study and 10:30 for worship. Just a few announcements before we begin this morning. It's good to have the Biddles back with us from their travels. Glad that they came back safe. The Friesens are on their way back as well from their vacation that they took, so let's remember them and their travels. Those we want to continue to remember in our prayers, Sharon Gaunt was in a car accident yesterday, nothing major but or serious. She's just hurting a little bit this morning, so please remember her. And if you would, please continue to remember Sarah Harris with her ongoing cancer treatments, as well as Roz Davis as she's continuing to heal from her surgery, and as well as Michael Massey. Randy will be preaching this evening at Edwards Lake, so if you'd like to go hear him, it'll be, he says, it's going to be one that he's done previously here already, so it might be a repeat, but, so you can go and support him in that effort. Gospel meetings in the area. Wilsonville has one that will be next month. It'll be April 14th through 17th with Kenny Moore. So go ahead and put that on your calendars if you would. And that's all that I have in the way of announcements. Is there anything else I need to mention this morning before we begin? If not, those that will take part in our worship, if we have a moment of silence, Brendan Jamerson will have our scripture reading. That'll be Philippians 4, verses 10 through 18. Bob Harvey will lead our opening prayer. Seth Biddle will be our song leader this morning. His numbers are posted on the board to my right. Elijah Biddle will be waiting on the Lord's table. Randy Jamerson will bring us the message of the hour, and Rex Biddle will close our worship with prayer. If there's nothing further, we'll pause for a moment of silence, and then we'll have our scripture reading.
As announced, I will be reading from Philippians chapter 4, Philippians chapter 4, verses 10 through 18. I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You are indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Yet it was kind of you to share my trouble, and you Philippians yourselves know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church entered into partnership with me in giving and receiving except you only. Even in Thessalonica, you sent me help for my needs once and again. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increases your credit. I have received full payment and more. I am well supplied. Having received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent, fragrant offering, sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God.
Let us pray. Our dearest, magnificent, wonderful Heavenly Father, all-knowing, all-loving, so loving that you even allowed your Son to come to this earth to teach us to die. And we are so very thankful for that. and it's through him that we pray to ask for your guidance through our lives. We thank you, dear Father, for all the different ways that you've been helping us through various trials and tribulations, or sometimes for us not so many trials, and not compared with other places in the world and other people, even here in the States. We study the book of Job to see how we can still be diligent in our actions no matter what is happening, that we can continue to give you praise no matter what happens to be befalling us, as we know all things work out for the good of those that love you, that are following you. We pray, dear Father, that you can be with some of the individuals we know of now, like Sarah Harris and Sharon Galt and Sarah Harris and their different treatments, and Roz Davis and Michael Massey, Cindy. We can name just about everybody in here, and someone has some kind of difficulty and challenge that they're putting up with. But when we consider all that's happening here and in the world, we are still very extremely blessed in our lives, and we're so thankful for that. So thankful that you've provided our jobs and our food and our clothing and the ability for us to share with others. We pray that you'll continue guiding us through these things. Please help Randy, and we're thankful that he is doing better health-wise, and be with him in his sermons for today and this evening and other times through his life. Continue helping protect us all as the best that you can, especially those that are in military actions. Keep them safe, but continue helping the world to be a better place for Christians everywhere and people that are trying to be Christians. And as we go forward this time, help us to, in a small way, be able to sing worship songs to you, to think of you, and to glorify you as we go through this worship period. And again, through your Son Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Savior, come to earth and to To prepare us for the Lord's Supper, I'd like to read from John chapter 1. I'll be reading John chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. This passage gives us more of the insight to the deity of Jesus. He's called the light and was made as a man in flesh to dwell among us. In verse 13, it's mentioned how he wasn't born of blood, the will of flesh, or the will of man. Nothing physical. He was born of God to be perfect and to save us from the evils and the sins of this world, for us to be able to have a relationship with the Lord. I invite you to think on these things as we partake of this memorial. If you'll bow with me as we offer thanks for the bread. Our dear, most wonderful Heavenly Father, we come before you at this time in our worship service to reflect and remember the sacrifice that your Son Jesus made on the cross for our sins. The blood that was shed and the body that was beaten and bruised, that was pierced. Lord, we are so thankful for this sacrifice. We ask that you help us to remember it always, to know what price was paid, that we might be saved and to have a relationship with you and our sure hope of a home in heaven with you one day. Lord, we pray this prayer in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. You'll bow with me again. Our dear, most gracious, loving Heavenly Father, we come before you and now at this time, mindful of the blood that was shed for us, that perfect blood that was willingly gave for us by your Son, because you loved us and because he loved us. We thank you so much for this sacrifice, for the meaning of it, for what it does for us, and for the perfect display of love that it was. Lord, we ask that you help us to remember these things and to partake with the proper hearts and understanding. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Concludes Lord's Supper.
I want to be a worker for the Lord, my God. Now is the time to partake of the collection here, of the collection from the brethren, of all the things that we've been blessed with, you know, the giving of God, all the wonderful things that He continually gives us. If you will go with me in prayer as we do that. Our dear most wonderful Heavenly Father, we come before you now at this time, so mindful and thankful for the physical things that you give us, the ways that we can live our day-to-day lives in comfort and ease. Help us to never take these things for granted and to understand how little use will actually be to us in the things that matter in our spiritual lives. Lord, help us to recognize that all these things come from you, as with all good things. And help us to have the right hearts about them, know where our focus lies. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Walking in the sun.